Welcome back to an hour number three here on the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, November 7th, 2019. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. A special version of the program today as we continue our Auto No Fault Reality Tour. Here are three big things you need to know today. Besides that, number three, the Democrat star witness for this week admits under oath he was not on the July 25th phone call. He's never spoken to Rudy Giuliani. Heck, he's never spoken to Donald Trump, but he does read the New York Times. Go figure. Number two, could we be in for a big, bad, ugly, cold winter like 1978? Well, some people seem to think so. We'll get to that. And number one, the problem with the news media continues. The problem with the news media continues, and I can't help but to look at it and to point at it. ABC News, the latest glaring piece of evidence, if you will, of the bias of the news media, the problem with the news media, the dishonesty of the news media at the national level. And here's the bigger problem. More and more local news outlets are getting thinner and thinner and going away altogether. So more and more people get their news from social media or national news outlets that are clearly biased in favor of the left and against the right. It's evidenced by the New York Times, the Washington Post, the big major news networks, the cable news networks, except for Fox and even sometimes Fox. You can see all of these problems. But I want to go back because I couldn't believe it. I was with some people yesterday, a few different people, and I was talking about the Amy Robach story, how she was caught on camera talking about how ABC News had killed the story about Jeffrey Epstein. I said, what are you talking about? They hadn't heard the story, which I thought was amazing. But then I realized that ABC, NBC, CBS, most of the cable, they're not talking about this story. They won't even mention Project Veritas by name. They just say a far-right website has released a far-right website. Project Veritas is a company that goes out and does hidden camera sting interviews. Hidden camera sting interviews and catches people telling the truth. Last week, they're talking about CNN being biased and expose CNN's bias for attacking Donald Trump with all sorts of people behind the scenes. And then this week, they released this video of Amy Robach, one of the big stars on ABC, on a live set in Times Square in August of this year, talking about how she had the entire Jeffrey Epstein story, the story of the most prolific serial pedophile maybe in world history, a guy who flew down to his own private island known as Pedophile Island on the Lolita Express with powerful people like Prince Andrew and former President Bill Clinton, and how this went on. And she had the story, and she had this interview with a woman who had been in hiding for 12 years, who had pictures, who had firsthand knowledge of who was there, including connections to Bill Clinton and other powerful men who were involved in these pedophilia activities. And the story was ready to go. News sourcing says the story was ready to go. It had been cleared by low-level management, mid-level management, was ready to air, and then it was killed by ABC News executives. And the question is, why? Why was it killed? And I want you to hear that this is long, but if you didn't hear it, you need to hear this, because you have to hear what Amy Robach had. Again, she was recorded talking off camera to a producer. She didn't know she was being recorded. This happened in August of this year, talking about what happened 3 years ago in August of 2016, and the fact that she had the entire Epstein story, and it was canceled without explanation, saying, well, it wasn't ready to go. It didn't meet our journalistic specifications, which is interesting coming from ABC News, who just a couple of weeks ago ran footage from a Kentucky gun range, a grand finale of shooting and fire and explosions, and tried to pass it off as a firefight on the Syrian-Turkish border, claiming that Kurds were being killed, and it was footage from Kentucky. This is the same news organization that says the Jeffrey Epstein story that had been fully vetted by low-level and mid-level management had not met the level that it needed to be aired on their network in August of 2016 in the middle of a presidential election. Let's listen to bite number one. If you've missed it previously, you need to pay close attention today to Amy Robach talking about how her story got, well, thrown in the trash, basically. Bite number one, go.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago. But the
creepy thing is that we would make access. Had it all. Had it all 3 years ago. And then you go to August of 2016. Donald Trump was creeping ahead in the polls of Hillary Clinton. And you hear Amy Robach talking about the fact they had pictures, they had confirmation, they had Clinton, we had everything. With Virginia Roberts coming out of the shadows. Coming out of the shadows to pinpoint the most prolific pedophile. I mean, this guy's a pedophile. He's dead now. Of course, he died August 10th under suspicious circumstances, did Jeffrey Epstein. But a pedophile who would fly people on the Lolita Express to Pedophile Island down in the Caribbean, including Bill Clinton, who was on that plane dozens of times, and Prince Andrew however many times, and all the rest, and all of it. And ABC decided not to run that story in August of 2016. You ask yourself why, and you can just come to me and tell me why. Drop me a note, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. By the way, speaking of that, I want you to know that coming up Monday, Veterans Day, we will be launching a brand new stevegruber.com website. You're going to love it. I already love it, and I hate websites all the time, but I love it finally. I finally got into a place where I see a website and I go, it's terrific. And the amount of information that's going to be on there and the amount of content that's going to be on there is mind-blowing. It's incredible. All the great sources we've gotten, all the people that we're going to be working with people like LifeZet and Creative Destruction Media and all these folks, great writers, great content providers, plus the work that we do here, of course, and Great Lakes News and the other partners that we have formed along the way, all coming to you Monday, stevegruber.com, all brand new. Don't miss any of it. Don't miss any of it. All right, it's 14 after on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.